uncapped fiber internet at home. Also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 and visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-license in Passport. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. ECZ to engage Registrar of Societies over political party registration concerns. KCM accused of failing to honour local procurement commitments. And in international news, Taiwan president cancels trip after African countries revoke flight permits.
The Hot FM News with Mwan Samwana Kaoma.
Now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia says it will engage the Registrar of Societies over concerns related to the registration of political parties, including the failure to update office bearers following a consultative meeting held with political parties last week to discuss preparations for the nomination process ahead of the 2026 general election. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Casaro said the commission will also engage the Office of the Attorney General on the requirements that a presidential candidate must have been ordinarily resident in Zambia, including seeking clarification on the period of residency required. He has added that verification of the Grade 12 certificate for candidates in the 2026 general election will continue to be conducted by the Examinations Council of Zambia, either through its online platform or via physical verification. Mr. Casaro has further stated that for the pre-processing of 100 supporters, political parties and independent candidates must formally write to the commission expressing interest in having their supporters processed in the provinces. He said the commission will review nomination fees for members of parliament, mayors, council chairpersons and councillors, and will communicate its decision by 30th April 2026. Mr. Casaro has added that it was agreed that future meetings of this nature will be strictly by invitation and limited to credible political parties to avoid unnecessary disruptions. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union has expressed concern over the current operational conduct of Konkola Copper Mines, particularly regarding its treatment of local suppliers and its failure to meaningfully fulfill commitments made to the Zambian people following its return to Vedanta Resources. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has stated that, following KCM's transition back into private hands, there were clear assurances that the mine would stimulate economic activity by creating thousands of jobs for Zambians and empowering local businesses through inclusive procurement practices. However, the union has received numerous and consistent reports from local companies indicating that KCM has failed to honor these commitments. Mr. Mwanza has added that these concerns include, but are not limited to, the purchase and supply of cobalt concentrates, the supply of fuel to mining operations, and access to broader procurement opportunities within KCM's value chain. He has warned that this trend undermines the growth of citizen-led enterprises and directly contradicts national development priorities to promote local participation through statutory instrument number 58 of 2025. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority says a total of 18,994 tenders were published on the electronic government procurement system by 5 133 procuring entities across the country in the first quarter of 2026. Speaking at a press briefing, ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma said a total of 2,388 suppliers were registered on the EGP system during the same period. Ms. Ngoma has added that as of 31st March 2026, the cumulative number of tenders published on the system stood at 181,458, with 97,677 registered suppliers since the implementation of the EGP system. She has also noted that the authority reviewed 20 contract termination reports, adding that the terminations were largely due to non-performance or abandonment of work by contractors. The Democratic Progressive Party has urged the government to adopt a consistent and evidence-based approach to policy decisions, particularly regarding the lifting of the ban on night travel. Party President Antonio Mwanza said the decision to ban night travel for public service vehicles was informed by several factors, including high rates of fatal road accidents at night, driver fatigue and reckless driving among operators, poor visibility on inadequately lit roads, weak enforcement of traffic regulations during night hours, and the rising crime targeting night travelers. Mr. Mwanza has stated that the government cannot impose a restriction due to clear life-threatening risks and then lift it without demonstrating that those risks have been effectively addressed and reduced. He is of the view that the government should allow 24-hour operations for local public transport and permit cargo transport to move freely across long distances to support economic activity. He said the ban on long-distance passenger travel at night should only be lifted after addressing the root causes, including road safety enforcement, driver regulation, infrastructure, and security.
The question we ask government today is, have these issues been fully resolved, or is government just operating on the whims and impulse because of emotions and sentiments, because they want to appear to be working? Policy consistency erodes public confidence. You cannot impose a restriction because of clear life-threatening risks, then lift it without addressing those same risks that made you impose the ban. We propose the following going forward. Government must allow 24-hour operations for local public transport.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Solar Industry Association says the commissioning of Zambia's largest hybrid renewable energy project, the 250-megawatt Liberty Hill Solar Plant in Chongwe, will help attract more investors to the energy sector. Speaking to Hot FM News, Association President Matanda Moa said the project, which also includes a 150-megawatt battery energy storage system, will help stabilize the national grid. Mr. Moa said the development is in line with the government's target of generating 1,000 megawatts of solar power, describing it as a sustainable energy source. He has added that the recently launched $300 million Leopard Hill solar project is expected to encourage more investors to come on board and invest in Zambia's energy sector.
The launch of the 250-megawatt project in Chongwe is not a surprise, if you ask me. There is a target that needs to be achieved. Government, the president, said that we will need about 1,000 megawatts of solar connected. To that, we are seeing that also BESS, which is battery energy storage systems, are being added. Integrating such large-scale solar projects with batteries is exactly what we need, especially on the BESS, which means that it stabilizes the grid. You cannot just be adding solar, and also creates a platform for further private sector investment. Others that see this will see obviously the advantage of right to investment, and they will come in and invest.
Taiwan President Lai Ching-te has cancelled a presidential trip to the southern African nation of Eswatini, accusing Beijing of putting pressure on other countries to bar his aircraft from flying over their territories. A Taiwan official said Seychelles, Mauritius and Madagascar revoked Lai's over